Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Children of farm families wanting to come back to the farm as employees has several pitfalls involved. It might seem like a natural thing for farm kids to want to keep the family business going after graduating high school or going off to college. But Larry Van Tassel, director for the Center for Ag Profitability, says there are several issues to be addressed before they can be taken on as employees. Larry says the business of running an operation needs to be discussed and understood by child employees. Larry also says there are economic factors that can cause misunderstandings. Things like salary and benefits, succession plans, and what's known as sweat equity by the child employee are key points for everybody to understand. Larry talks about what it takes to bring a family member back as an employee on the farm on today's almanac.
Typically, along with the regular salary, you have to remember to figure in the cost of the employer's contribution to Social Security and Medicare. You also need to consider if the farm will contribute to any health insurance programs, provide housing and utilities, provide a pickup and fuel, and any other perquisites such as locker beef. These additional costs and potential benefits can actually add up to more than the salary itself. It's important to consider what value the son or daughter is bringing to their operation. It often takes an additional profitable enterprise or exceptional talent to increase the farm's gross income enough to meet the salary and benefit needs of an additional family. Well, a lot of people feel it's important for your son or daughter to gain experience working for another business before they return to the farm. Not only do they gain additional expertise from this experience, but it also will allow them to experience what it's like being a full-time employee of someone outside of their family. This may make it more palatable for an adult child to take instructions from the supervising parents. It's important that everyone in the family understands the transition process and how it will occur. For example, perhaps an adult child is coming back to the farm and they may receive a lower than market wage with the intent that his or her sweat equity will contribute to their ownership of the operation. All the heirs, and especially the adult child earning that sweat equity, needs to know up front that this is what is happening. You need to treat your adult child more than just another farm laborer with regard to taking on real management responsibilities, allowing them to market part of the crop or to oversee the management of a certain crop or piece of ground allows them to ease into a full-time management role. It's a period of proving and a period of learning both. This is especially true if a spouse or other siblings are involved in the operation. Creating standard operating procedures for things as simple as what time off do I get, who works what holidays, who makes what decisions, etc., can help maintain family harmony out on the farm.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by the Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.